From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. While most elections are held in the fall and some occasionally in March, the Chatham School District is polling its electorate about a 2023 capital improvement project proposal during a time when few people are thinking about voting. Polls are open on February 14th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the Med Elementary School gym. There are two proposals on the ballot. And I quote, Proposition number one is an $18,218,595 proposal to shore up aging infrastructure, improve classroom and community spaces, and address safety, security, and health concerns. The proposed work would take place at Chatham High School, Chatham Middle School, Mary E. Dardis Elementary School, and the bus garage, end quote. The school district would apply $8,434,944 in capital reserves and issue bonds for taxpayers to pay for the remainder of the cost. Proposition 2, and I quote, Proposition 2 would authorize the district to install a building-wide air conditioning HVAC system at Mary E. Dardis Elementary School at a cost not to exceed $3,879,600, end quote. Proposition 2 is dependent on the passage of Proposition 1, so if voters do not approve Proposition 1, Proposition 2 will not pass. If voters approve Proposition 1 but do not approve Proposition 2, only the work under Proposition 1 would be completed. You can see the Chatham School District website for more information about the budget proposals before voters on February 14th. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Republican Lee Zeldin would not say if he's running against U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in the 2024 election, but he also would not say that he is not. Zeldin spoke at his first news conference on February 6 since losing to Governor Kathy Hochul in last fall's election. Zeldin said it is Gillibrand that is floating the rumor that he would run. Zeldin told reporters in front of a crowd of Conservative Party members in Albany, and I quote, She's trying to create a sense of urgency with donors. They know it would be a pretty epic clash if I decided to do it, end quote. Gillibrand's campaign team said in a fundraising email last month that, and I quote, Zeldin very nearly won the New York governorship in the 2022 midterms, all while New York Republicans had their best election cycle in two decades, flipping enough House seats red to retake the majority, end quote. Right now, Zeldin said he's starting a new federal political action committee. Zeldin said, and I quote, I do believe that at some point there will be a reentry into government. Exactly what that will be and when, we'll see, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents Albany County and the rest of the 20th Congressional District, recently introduced bipartisan legislation for research on Alzheimer's disease and supporting scientists in the development of treatments and potential cures. H.R. 619 and 620 are the National Alzheimer's Project Act Reauthorization Act and the Alzheimer's Accountability and Investment Act. Tonko and Republican Chris Smith from New Jersey hope to get the non-controversial bills passed. Both bills have passed previously and expire in 2025, so extending them could be bipartisan. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Kate Lisa reports at New York State of Politics that hundreds of home care workers rallied with several lawmakers at the state capitol on February 6 for a raise in home care salaries. Zalma Torres, a home health care aide at Cooperative Home Care Associates in New York City, said, and I quote, We do toileting, meal prep, tube feeding, medication management, yet the state does not pay us enough and is causing a huge worker shortage, end quote. She added, and I quote, Older adults and disabled people are not getting the care they need. Last year, the governor acknowledged we are in a home care crisis, but our budget shows she is actively choosing to worsen this dangerous shortage, end quote. Last year's New York State budget included pay increases of $3 an hour for home workers, but many workers from across the state claim they have not seen those increases from their employers. Hochul spokesperson Justin Mason said in a statement on February 6 that, and I quote, Governor Hochul believes that all New Yorkers deserve to be paid fairly, including home health care workers, and there is nothing in her budget that would reduce wages for home health care workers, end quote. There is also not anything that would raise wages for home health care workers. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.